We just had this.
Justin?
And your love.
Joseph. Joseph. I can get Joseph.
Right.
God will add.
Amen.
That's what it means.
Yes.
God is going to add, increase.
Amen.
All right.
Yes, welcome. Thank you for being here today. Amen. Okay.
My wife is going to pray in, and then we're going to get started. Are we live yet, Pastor Ben?
Yes, we are.
We are? Yes, okay. Let's go.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our Father, in the name of Son Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you for this day, dear Lord.
Yes.
We thank you, dear Jesus, for the ministry that already went forth, dear Lord. We thank you for Bible study. We thank you for prayer, dear Lord. And we thank you, dear Lord, that we've come ready to receive and hear a word from the living God.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you, dear Jesus, that you have already spoken to Pastor Sandy, dear Lord, that the message is clear and clean in his heart, dear Lord, that when he comes to share it this morning, dear Jesus, the revelation will burn within us, dear Lord. We thank you for another opportunity to sup with you together, dear Lord, as a family, dear Jesus, abroad, and for those a few of us that are in the house this morning, we thank you and we bless your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. All right. Hey, today is what, 27th?
Yes.
Okay, so this evening will be Yom Kippur in Israel. Okay, so Tov Yom Kippur, Le'akol Havarim Be'Israel. I hope you have a beautiful day, even though they got you locked down there on the corona thing as well. Mm-hmm. But we know that this evening you should be all at the Kotel Hamaravi at the Western Wall. Mm-hmm. They're usually all there dressed in white. See how they are there? You know that's not Yom Kippur. You know why? Because everybody would be in white if it was on Yom Kippur, right? Yeah. So they are going to celebrate Yom Kippur. My important thing is 39 days later after Yom Kippur, what day is it? Huh? Who knows? 39 days after Yom Kippur. If you know this, I'm going to be like, huh? It's the 17th of Cheshvan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so from 39 days, and the Lord was speaking with me this morning, he was like, 39 days from the day that the flood actually started. Mm-hmm. And that day of the flood is the 17th of Cheshvan, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to get into our word today.
I want to mention about the video library.
Pastor Ben wants to talk to you about the video library. Because I know very little about it. I did go on it today. But Pastor Ben has set up something online where all the people that are calling me and asking for notes of previous messages, mm-hmm, or teachings on something previous, he has a whole library that you can go in and find the title of what you're looking for online.
Amen.
So go ahead.
If you go to our website, s4ctroops.com,
mm-hmm,
and on the left side where the buttons are, click on S4C Video Library, and you'll see something like this. Well, you'll see this. Thank you, Ryan. You'll see that. And what I'm doing is I'm loading those, and also this camera here. I'm loading, we went all the way back to from 2009, when we first started video shooting, up until today. And so you can go to that and you can see categories and messages about topics that you've been calling and asking about, and they're right there. And then by the time, we have almost 2,000 videos, so it's gonna take a while to get them all up, but we got all the relevant ones are going up. And also, if you go to RMBC, thank you, RMBC Hebrew Club on the Facebook, you'll see the same link there.
Yeah, you can click there and go. All right.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. I want us to immediately get into the Bible study today. I hope you have your Bibles with you. If you don't and you want to borrow one, there's one in the back, but it'd be really good to kind of follow follow the Bible study today.
And Janelle sent them out, Pastor.
All right. Praise God. Thank you, Janelle. Appreciate it. All the hard work everybody's doing. Okay. I want us to first of all learn the ancient Hebrew calendar, okay? The Lord wanted me to do it this way. So, these are the 12 months, the ancient 12 months of the Hebrew calendar. You guys are looking up here? Okay, now, as we can see in the ancient calendar, and I'm saying that ancient calendar because God did something in Exodus 12 that changed this calendar, but he changed the calendar for purpose, okay? Because the word of God is prophecy. God is writing everything to tell you about something that's going to happen later, okay? And the Lord said, tell them now. For the next 39 days, the Lord wants us to be in prayer and to be seeking after his face and to really be excited about Christ in your life for the next 39 days. Why 39? Well, 39 is the number of lashes that he took on his back for you. Yeah. So they're supposed to give 40, but they always give 39 because if they go over, it brings a curse on the people. So when they give them the slashes on the back, they give 39 whips on the back so that to make sure that they don't go over, they stay at 39 so as to not bring a curse on the land. Anyway, so 39 is the amount of lashes that that Jesus Christ took on his back. And that 39 has a reason, because the word ahava, which is love in Hebrew, and God is the Trinity, God's love to you was 39. It was, I'm thinking about you over myself. I'm thinking about your salvation over my suffering. And to me, that is love. So Jesus took 39 stripes, and then the Lord reminded me this morning that tonight is Yom Kippur in Israel, and for the next 39 days will be the celebration. Well, not the celebration. Some people call it a celebration because they call the month Mar Heshvan, some of them. Mar means bitter, because in Heshvan is a very bitter month. Or some people call it Heshvan, which they say is a blessing, and is absolutely true, because on Heshvan 17th, if you were on the boat, it was a beautiful month.
Right.
If you weren't on the boat, it was Mar Heshvan, right? It was a bitter month. So some people call it Mar Heshvan in Israel. Some people call it Heshvan. But on the 17th of Heshvan, which is 39 days from now, and that's when the Lord told me, he said, today until Mar Heshvan, think of each blow I took for you for your sins. So he asked me to write that down. So we're going to look into this, because I've never been so excited about the rapture as I am in this last week and today, okay? And I really want to emphasize this to you, because it's just an absolute beautiful time to be alive, okay? Because we're in the 120th year, and it was the 120th year of the flood, but it wasn't until Heshvan 17th that the flood actually started, okay? Mm-hmm. It was Jesus who said what? It will be as it was in the days of Noah, okay? Let's look how deep that goes, though. So this is the ancient calendar, and we will kind of re-show you what God did after this, okay? The first month is Tishri, the second month is Heshvan, the third month was Kislev, fourth Tevet, Shevet, Adar, Nisan, Ayar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, and then Elul, okay? So those are the 12 months of the year, and I'm saying before the Exodus out of Egypt. After they left Egypt, God flipped the calendar, okay? But before Egypt, this was the calendar, all right? So let's begin to read what's going on here in the calendar. Let's begin to read here at Genesis chapter 7. And it says here, verse 1, then the Lord said to Noah, go into the ark, you and your family, because I have found you righteous in this generation. Now, we'll talk about it later, but he only uses that phrase, righteous in generation, in a same sentence twice, okay? So there's only two times in the scripture that righteous and generation are mentioned in scripture, okay? Take with you seven of every kind of clean animal, male and female, two of every kind, unclean animals, a male and its mate, and also seven of every kind of bird, male and female, to keep their various kind alive throughout the earth. 7 days from now, okay? Now, he's told them to enter into the ark, okay? But he says, 7 days from now, I will send rain on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights, and I will wipe from the face of the earth every living creature I have made. And Noah did all that the Lord commanded him. Noah was 600 years old when the flood waters came on the earth. And now, and Noah and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives entered the ark to escape the water of the flood. So now, 7 days before the judgment happens, he tells them to go into the ark. Okay? So, 7 days before the month of Heshvan, okay, Heshvan 17 is going to be November 4th. I want you guys to know that. Heshvan 17 is going to be November 4th. So I want you to look 7 days before November 4th, and if anything crazy happens in the world where God has clearly given the church a warning, look up, because God is saying, go into the ark, put Christ as center point, because Christ is the ark right now. He's the one door that's open on the earth to save you from the flood. So if 7 days from November 4th, something crazy happens, and we know it's a sign from God saying it's time going to the ark, we will know it. You can go outside and shout it. They're still not going to listen to you because they're not looking for Jesus. All right? But you will know, the body of Christ will know when the sign has come. Okay? So it says, it says here in verse 8, pairs of clean and unclean animals, of birds of every kind, and creatures that move along the ground, male and female, came to Noah. I see, I like that. Somebody said Noah went out, collected the animals. No, it said every male and female of every kind came to Noah. Mm-hmm. So somebody has control of animals, and they're telling the two of you guys go to the ark.
Right.
And how did they know where it was? God told them where it was. Right. So I'm trying to let you guys understand, though, God, to let you know God is in control. Then it says here in verse 10, after 7 days, the flood waters came upon the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, on the 17th day, on the second month, on that day, all the springs of the great deep burst forth, and the floodgates of heaven were open, and rain fell on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. All right. I'm going to read this from starting from 11, and I'm going to ask you. In the 600th year of Noah's life, what year was it? 600th year of Noah's life. On the 17th day, what day was it? On the 17th day, what day was it? The 17th. Thank you. On the second month. What month was it?
The second month.
So now let's go back to I just want you guys to follow me, because if you don't follow me, you won't see what's going on. So here we have, this was the first month, and this was the second month. So on the second month was what? Heshvan. Okay? And so on Heshvan, on the 17th, the flood started. All right? All right, let's go back over here. So, let's put this here, because I'm going to erase this. You guys know it's love, but watch this. What day did it start? 17th. Wow, this is going to be beautiful. You guys are going to love it. All right, let's get back over here. And now let's go to chapter 8. Okay, now it says, now after the flood, after the 100 years, it said, but God remembered Noah in chapter 8, verse 1, and all the wild animals and livestock that were with him in the ark. And he sent a wind over the earth, and the waters receded. Now the springs of the deep and the floodgates of heaven had been closed, and the rain had stopped falling from the sky, and the water receded steadily from the earth. At the end of 150 days, the water had gone down, and on the 17th day of the seventh month, the ark came to rest at Mount Ararat. Okay, we're going to go through this again, so I need you guys' participation. Okay? And it says, at the end of the 150 days, I don't want you to know that part. The water had gone down on what day? The 17th day, right? And it says, of the seventh month. What month?
Seven.
And it was the 17th day. So here's the seventh month, Nisan, right? And look at this. The ark comes to rest on the 17th day also. So both days that God is prophesying a future event end on the 17th. Okay? Now, the ark landed on Mount Ararat. What does Ararat mean?
Reverse the curse.
Reverse the curse. This is the month of Nisan. Jesus Christ died on the 14th of Nisan. 3 days later, he resurrected. So God is saying that the ark that landed on the mountain that is called Reverse the Curse landed on the 17th. What day did Jesus resurrect?
17th.
On the 17th. Uh-huh. So when the ark rested, God was prophesying of a reversing of the curse that's going to happen on Nisan 17th in the future. Okay? Now, you happy about that, but look at this. The flood started on the 17th of Heshvan. Do you think God did this without prophesying? Because he's not prophesying, or he did it because he's prophesying about a future day?
He is.
Because what did Jesus say concerning the day the flood started? The coming of Jesus Christ will be as it was when? In the days of Noah. And it happened on the 17th of Heshvan. All right. So now a future event happened here, and a future event is going to happen here. And now we have to learn something. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 6. Are you in Genesis chapter 6? All right. Here we go. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he is also flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. So God is telling Noah, the flood is going to begin when? In 120 years. Okay? So God, here, let me continue reading this, okay? It says, there was giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bare children with them, the same became mighty men which were of old. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thought of his heart was only evil continuously. So God said the earth has gotten to a point where all they think about is doing evil. And the earth has become so wicked and so corrupt that listen what it says. It says, and it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. You hear that? So now God is like, and the word grieve, a stav in Hebrew, means to bitterly cry, to cry in bitterness. So God is like, this has become such a horrible project that it brings me to tears how evil men have become upon the earth. He said, I repented that I've ever even made them. I'm going to get rid of them. Now, had it not been for one man who found favor in God's eyes, right? Let's go down here in verse 7. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping things and the fowls of the air, for it repents me that I have made him. But Noah, which means rest, found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah backwards is grace. Noah spelled his way is rest. So Noah found favor with God. And so Noah began to build the ark. And then Noah, now in the book of Esdras and in the book of Jubilee, it clearly states Noah was 480 years old. I don't see how people argue over it, but he was 480 years old. 480 plus 120 equals 600. So when is the flood going to start? In the 600th year. But Noah was 120. So let's look at this. The flood couldn't just start. You know how many Heshvans passed?
Right.
Before the flood actually started? 120 years. But in the 120th year, on the 17th day of Heshvan, the flood started. Are we in the 120th year?
Yep.
According to the book of Psalms, you're in the 120th year. According to the book of Psalms, matter of fact, you can watch God count the years each year in the book of Psalms, and he'll tell you exactly what's going to happen each year from 1901 to 2020. Amen. So you can read about what happened in 1967 in Psalm 67. You can read about what happened in 1947 in Psalms 47. You can read about what happened in 1917 in Psalm 17. And you can read about what's going to happen in 2020 in Psalms 120. And what does it start off with? Father God, deliver us from lies. Lies have engulfed the whole world, right? Yes. What's the lie? We got to close down every business because Trump might get reelected and he's arresting pedophiles. They're not going to say that. They say because there's a virus in the air and it's killing millions of people worldwide. And so therefore, wherever you go, you got to wear a mask because and no businesses can be open and none of this and all of that. So they wrecked the economy. People lost their jobs, everything. Why? Because the prophecy of Psalms 120 said first, in the year of 2020, the first prophecy will be God deliver us from lies. The second half of this year has to do with an attack against Israel. They don't want war, but their enemies do. Yeah. So when the church leaves, they will come against Israel. Okay? Amen. We are living in the days of the flood because it's the 120th in 39 days is what? The 17th of Heshvan. Okay, let's continue. All right. So that's the second month. Now, let's look at something else. Let's go to Exodus chapter 12. When you get to Exodus, anybody worried. We got people here, but we 19 feet apart. That's how many people here. So don't worry about us. All right, here we go. In Exodus chapter 12, are you ready? It says, the Lord said to Moses. Now, listen, you guys, they're about to come out of Egypt. They are about to come out of Egypt. That's what Exodus chapter 12 is all about. The people of God are about to come out of Egypt.
Yeah.
Okay? And God is going to give them instructions on how they are supposed to come out of this place. Okay? Now watch this. It says here, the Lord said to Moses and Aaron in Egypt, this month is to be for you the first month of the year. Tell the whole community of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, each man is to take a lamb for his family, one for each household. Now, what month was it on this calendar that they're about to leave Egypt? Nisan. It was the seventh month. God is telling them to do what now? Change this month and make this month the first month of the year now. Okay? Now this is going to become the first month of the year because God is going to do a prophecy in this month, but it is going to come at a later time. So he tells them, in this month, make this month now the first month of the year. So Nisan now becomes the first month of the year. And what does he want them to do? Here we are. It says, on the 10th day of the month, every man is to take a lamb for his family and one for each household. So on the 10th day of the month, every family has to go out and get a lamb. Wait a minute. When did Jesus arrive in Jerusalem on the donkey? On the 10th of Nisan. Okay, now watch this. Go down to verse 6. Take care of them. Who's the them? The lambs. Until the 14th day of the month, when all of the people of the community of Israel must slaughter them at twilight. Wait a minute. When did Jesus die? On the 14th of Nisan at twilight. He didn't die in the morning. He died at twilight. Okay? So now he's telling them, and kill the lamb on the 14th day of Nisan. Okay? It says, take care of them until the 14th day of Nisan, when all the people of the community of Israel must slaughter them at twilight. Now let's talk about the story. Once they kill the lamb, what are they supposed to do now? Put the blood on the doorposts of your home, and everybody, every home that has the blood of the lamb on the door of their home will miss the judgment, and the death angel will pass over that house, and no one in that home will die. But if you do not put the blood on the doorpost of your home, the death angel will come through and destroy the firstborn in that home, okay? So all the children of Israel are doing what God says, okay? Now, later in the New Testament, John the Baptist is standing in the middle of the square, and guess who walks in? Jesus. And he shouts out loud, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. So John proclaimed that Jesus is a lamb. Then the lamb arrives in Jerusalem when? On the 10th day of Nisan. On the 14th day, they arrest him. And on the 14th day, they crucify him, and he dies on the cross. But he had already told them, I'll be in the grave for 3 days, then I'll resurrect. 15th, 16th, 17th. Wait a minute. The ark was a prophecy of Jesus Christ's resurrection and reverse the curse. And the lamb dying was a prophecy of Jesus coming and dying on the 14th, guess what happened on the 17th? They crossed through the Red Sea. After they left Egypt, they crossed through the Red Sea on the 17th. So the real victory for Jesus did not come on the 14th because he died on the cross. The real victory for Jesus came what? When he resurrected. You get excited, oh, Jesus died for me. No, I'm excited Jesus rose. You know what I mean? That's the exciting part, because if he rises, that means death has been overcome. We have victory over death. Okay, so 17th was a prophecy about the 17th. Okay, now we're left with this. Let's go to Matthew chapter 24. Look at that, all those notes. And God's doing his own thing. Isn't that something, Pastor Ben? You've experienced this. I'm telling you, the Lord is trying to speak to his body today, to the body of Christ, okay? Because let me tell you something. Everything's a plan until it happens, okay? A party is a plan until a day comes. Then you're standing in it, right? We planned that baptism. And we're standing there praying, and the Lord said, this was a plan, but look at here. Today, you're in the middle of it. You got your head bowed, you're praying, and you're about to baptize. He said, the same as it's going to be with the rapture. You'll be standing on the cloud at that time, and you'll say, wow, the day is here. Because God doesn't make plans without fulfilling them, okay? We didn't make plans for a baptism to not have it.
Right.
So what makes you think God made plans for a rapture and he's not gonna do it? He made the plan so it could happen. And remember, a plan is a plan. It's not something haphazard that, oh, we'll get around. It's a plan is a plan, okay? Yeah. You're in Matthew chapter 24? Whew, okay. I just want to read the words of Yeshua. Verse 36. It says, no one knows the day or the hour. That bugs all of us. You know why? Because that seems to say, you think you know, but you don't know.
Right.
And that seems to say this. But you know what? It was reminded to me today that it's already tomorrow some places on the earth. So how you gonna know the day and the hour? If you say it's gonna be on Monday and it's already Tuesday in Japan, how do you know what day or hour is gonna be? And if two are gonna be in the field and one taking the other one left, and two are gonna be in bed sleep and one taking another, that means two people are sleeping. Were they sleeping in the middle of the day?
Right.
Or was it nighttime there and it was daytime here?
Mm.
So I don't think anybody's going to know the exact day or the exact hour, but God is giving us an understanding of when it will happen. And here it is. It says, no one knows about the day or the hour, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son. Also remember that only the Father gets to plan a wedding for his Son, but only the Father. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. So, the earth will not be on fire. We will not be sitting in 3 days of darkness. People will be eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. We've had weddings last month and we have COVID or COVID not. We've had weddings last month and we'll have weddings next month. We'll have people eating and drinking because they's like, we can't go in a restaurant, but we're out here under a cover and we're still eating and drinking. So it seems like life is still gonna be going pretty much normal, okay? Until when? The day, but the people, it says, the people were oblivious about what would come. Who were oblivious? not the children of God. He says, we are not children of darkness, that this day should overtake us
right.
as a surprise. And it shouldn't if you're listening to me, because I'm trying to tell you. It's going to be as it was in the days of Noah. And how, what was it in the days of Noah? It was the 120th year on the 17th of Heshvan. So the most important day and the most important year since Christ, since the flood, is 39 days away. The 120th year on the 17th of Heshvan is the day that this happened and the year that this happened has already been prophesied about, and they both happen on the 17th of Heshvan. And I'm saying, look, if he fulfilled the 17th of Nisan and Jesus rose and reversed the curse, so he gave you two hints, right?
Right.
He said, I'm gonna rise, there'll be a Passover, because on the 17th of Heshvan, they crossed through the sea. So Jesus is also our Passover, he reversed our curse, and he's our resurrection, all happened on the 17th. Now he says, oh, and by the way, a time is coming where some call it Mar Heshvan. Why do they call it Mar Heshvan? Mar means bitter. Some Jewish people say Mar means the drop of water, okay? When they pray for the water to come. No, that's a Talmudic thing. Mar in Hebrew means bitter, okay? But yeah, the first raindrop will fall, okay? And understand it, that this happened on the 17th of Heshvan, and it's not me who's saying that Jesus says it will be as it was in the days of Noah. It is Jesus who is saying this, right? It's not me. It's Jesus who's saying it will be as it was in the days of Noah. Okay, now let's see what happens, what's going to happen in our day. In verse 40, it says, two men will be in the field. One will be perilambano. I'm going to use the Greek word because it means taken as a friend or companion. Okay? Two men will be in the field. One will be taken to God as a friend or a companion, and the other, aphemi, divorced. Two women will be grinding with hand at the mill. One will be perilambano, to be a friend or companion with God, and the other will be aphemi, divorced from God. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this, that if the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come in an hour when you do not expect. Now he doesn't say a day. He says in an hour that you do not expect. So it could be in the morning, in the afternoon, or in the evening, but now it's going to be in an hour that you do not expect. But understand this, it will be as it was in the days of Noah. So are we going to, if God fulfilled the prophecy of Nisan 17, is he going to fulfill the prophecy of Heshvan 17? Let's see if he will. All right, the years have changed. God is like, okay, we got to change this month, because these months have to prophesy for us as well. Okay, so now Nisan becomes the first month. That's Aleph. What does Aleph mean? God. What does Aleph also mean? Champion. He's the champion. He's God. He's the father. He's the head. Aleph is God. Okay? So now, in the month that is the first month of the year, God has just changed it from the seventh month to the first month. And so now, this becomes the second month. This becomes the third month. This becomes the fourth month. This becomes the fifth month. This becomes the sixth month. This becomes the seventh month, and look what becomes the eighth month. Hezron. What is it? What did Jesus Christ resurrect from the grave? We go Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. What day is Sunday? The eighth day. Why did Jesus Christ resurrect from the grave on Sunday? Because it was a new beginning on a Sunday on the eighth day. So resurrections happen when? On the eighth day. So why is God changing Hezron to be the eighth day? I mean the eighth month. Why has he changed the month from the second month to be the eighth month? This is the month of new beginnings. Now this is the month of new beginnings. But what new beginning? Jesus says it will be as it was in the days of Noah. In the future, there's going to be a new beginning, a resurrection and rapture for the people of God, which will happen when? On the 17th. So there's going to be 8, which is the new beginning, and there's going to be 9, which is what? Judgment. So judgment and resurrection are going to happen on the same day. Mar Hezron and Hezron are the same month. Some people call it Mar Hezron, and some people just call it Hezron because if it's in the month of blessing, some people get married on Hezron. Do you know that? They think it's one of the premium days to get married on Hezron. But some people don't get married in Hezron because Rachel died on the 11th of Hezron, and she died having her own child. What does Rachel mean in Hebrew? Lamb. That means the lamb died doing what? Having a child. Listen, Rachel died 7 days before the flood started. So on the 17th, she dies on the 11th. On the 17th, the flood starts. Okay, so the flood birthday is the 17th, but Rachel dies on the 11th. And so now they say this. The baby cries out in the month of Hezron. What baby? Is Israel going to have a baby? And how can Israel have a baby until they go through the tribulation? Are they going to have a baby without tribulation, without pain? The Bible says yes, because the church is going to be birthed out of the world before the tribulation. Okay? Now, on the 17th of Hezron. So he changes it to 8. So he changes Hezron to be the 8th month, the month of new beginnings. Now I guess I can get to my notes. I said, I didn't do all those notes for nothing, did I? Okay, let's go to the notes. I hope you guys have them.
They were all sent out. They have them.
Okay. Now, I'm trying to see where I want to start in these notes. We know that Jesus' name is 888. Let's just follow the notes, okay? So now they've changed it. Hezron is now the 8th month of the year. And now let's look at Noah. Noah, on your notes, grace, spelling Noah in Hebrew is just spelling grace backwards. So when the flood came, what ended?
Grace.
Grace ended. So God is saying what? At the time of the flood, what's going to end on the earth? Grace. What is grace? Pleading and begging you to do right and to accept Christ and to do what's right. Okay? God is only going to strive with men for so long until the 120th year. And sometime in the 120th year, grace has got to end. This is sometime in the 120th year. Sometime in this year, God is saying grace is going to come to an end. And he says it's going to be as it was in the days of Noah. It said, but Noah found grace in the eyes of God. And it says, And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for he is also flesh, and his days shall be 120 years. I wanted to watch this. Okay. I'll do that later. Okay, here we go. It was the 600th year of Noah's life. It was the second month. It was on the 17th day. And that's when the flood began, and we know that it was the 120th year. Now I want to introduce you guys to something. In Genesis chapter 7, 1-1, right? You guys there? Genesis chapter 7, 1-1. If you're on this page of the notes, I want you to see what God did. Okay? Watch this. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, on the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken open, and the windows of heaven were open. What chapter and verse is that? Chapter 7, verse 11. 7, verse 11. So now, since Noah's name is grace, but backwards it's what? It's what? Rest. Or his name is rest, but backwards is grace. So now let's read in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7. What did God just do here?
Reverse.
He reversed chapter 7, 11. He reversed it in the book of Hebrews to 11 and 7. And let's see what it reads. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not yet seen, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became the heir of righteousness, which is by faith. So he puts the same thing that's happened to him, that's happened in Genesis, he makes it verse 7-11. In Hebrews, in the New Testament, he's talking about those who have faith. You only get this, but this is verse 11, verse 7. Okay, but it's the same thing. So you see how God did this? Since Noah is reversed, he just reversed the two times that he talks about it from 7-11 to 11-7. You understand? Because he's trying to show you the same, it's the same event, it's the same Noah, but it's not rest, it's grace. And it's not grace, it's rest. He's just flipping it back the other way. I could have showed you guys something in Hebrew, but it would have confused you more. Because he says in Hebrew, he says in verse 7, going to the ark, I found you righteous in this generation. But in Psalms, he says, there were they in great fear of for God in the generation of the righteous. So he turned righteous generation to generation of the righteous. He just flipped it, but he's talking about the same thing, because this is the last 120 years that is spoken of in Psalms 1, in the book of Psalms. Okay, let me get back to the book here. Okay. Now, in Psalms, where's my notes at, Pastor Ben? Oh, I left them over there. Like, okay. So, Noah's typology for the flood, is it talking about the rescue of Israel, or is it talking about the rescue of the church?
Church.
Noah and the ark, is it a prophecy about Israel, or is it a prophecy about the church?
Church?
How do we know? Because Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7 says, by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen, moved with fear and prepared an ark for the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became the heir of righteousness, which is by what? Faith. You only get salvation in Christ through what?
Faith.
Not by the law. Now, how many people got saved at the time of the flood? 7 plus 1. Let's go to Revelation chapter 4. Well, let's go to Revelation chapter 1. What is Revelation about? Somebody better say end time events. Let's see who gets saved.
10 minutes.
Okay. In Revelation chapter 1, he starts telling them about, in Revelation chapter 2, he tells them about the first church that's going to be in existence after Christ. And that's the church of Ephesus. In Revelation 2, chapter 12, 2, chapter 8, he talks about the church of Smyrna. That's the second church. Revelation chapter 2, verse 12, he talks about Pergamos. Then they talk about Thyatira. Then they talk about Sardis. Then they talk about Philadelphia. Then the last and the seventh church, they talk about what? The church of Laodicea. Okay? And now, after they finish talking about the churches, look at this. After this, I looked, and there before me was a door. Wait a minute. There was a guy who built an ark who had one door. You remember that? He had one door. And if anybody wanted to get saved, they had to go through that one door. And who's the door? Jesus. So Jesus is saying, look, I am the door. Watch the door, what the door does here. And he says, after this I looked, and there before me was a door, and the door is standing open in heaven. And the voice that I had at first heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this. After what? The seven churches. So if Jesus is up there and he is our rest and he is our grace, that's Noah. And then how many other family members did he have?
Seven
churches. So all of a sudden, this day is going to come where Noah, the rest, Jesus Christ, is going to call up the seven family members and say, it's time for a new beginning. Now, he does this on the Lord's day. And what's the Lord's day? The eighth day. Okay? Here, let's continue. I got to look at what day the 17th is. Now watch this. So 7 plus 1 go up. Noah's time, 7 plus 1 go up. It's the 17th of Heshvan. The 17th of Heshvan is upon us. It's the 120th year. The 120th year is upon us. And so now if someone misses the rapture and they hear this message and they miss the rapture, you're just disobedient. You're just like, you know what? He told me, I didn't believe it, because someone can tell you and give you information about God. They can tell you, know, if you accept Jesus Christ, he'll forgive you of all your sins and you'll never end up in hell. They can hear you say all of that and you think at least the word hell would have caught them. But they just like, okay, whatever. And then they go back to doing what they want. Somebody can tell you that there is a rapture planned, that God planned the rapture, that you're in the 120th year, that the eighth month is almost upon you, and it is the anniversary or the same day that the Lord started the flood in the days of Noah, and Jesus himself said it will be the same as in the days of Noah, and you still won't listen. And the day will come, and he will take Paralambano, his friends and companions, and you'll say, like the seven virgins, what did they say? Come back. Come back. Open the door for us too, Lord. And what did the Lord say? The Greek word? I'm sorry, I don't see you. Why did he say, I don't see you? You got no light in your lamp. I don't even know where you're at. You calling out in the darkness. I came down to a dark world to bring up light. I didn't come into a dark world to look for darkness. I can't see you. Where's your light that's supposed to be shining? So you got seven going up with one. Noah's time, you got seven going up with one. It's the eighth month. It's the 17th day of the month. Jesus says it will be as it was in the days of Noah, but are we listening? Okay, they changed. So here we go. We got, here's this typology. Check this out. Psalms 117. Now we read in Genesis 7:11. We read in Hebrews 11:7. And in the 117 of the Bible, let's go there. 117 of the Bible, and I'm talking about Psalms 117. I think this is the most important day in the history of man that's upon us. And the Lord reminded me this morning, it's 39 days away. My love was expressed with 39 stripes. It's 39 days away. Tell them for me. I want you to think about each stripe that I took on my back for the next 39 days. Maybe by thinking of that, the Lord would tell me to tell you that, because maybe you thinking about that might draw you closer to wanting to live for him for the next 39 days. And maybe that'll keep you safe and you won't drift away. But here we are in Psalms 117. What is Psalms 117? Listen, it's only two verses. And this is what it says. Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. How many of your books say nations? If your book says nations, it's the word goyim. And if you want to go to Israel and be insulted, like the, what's the Spanish word for white guy?
Gringo?
Yeah, when you call them a white guy in Spanish. Huh? Gringo. Yeah, they would go, oh, that gringo don't know what he's talking about. Well, the Jews say about Gentiles, bunch of goyims, right? Bunch of Gentiles, they don't know what they're talking about, right? So this is kind of like an insult, like you're not part of the crowd, you don't really know what, he's a gringo, he's a gringo, right? And the Jews say, you're a goyim. So he says this in the book, he says, praise ye all the nations, all you goyim. Mm-hmm. All you Gentiles, extol him, all you people. For great is his love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise ye the Lord. That is the center book of the entire Bible. It divides the word in half. The word of God is the living water. The water gets divided, what? In half, right here. God is saying, it's about to happen, when? 117, you read it in Genesis, but it was 711. But you read it in Hebrews, it was 117. Now you're reading about the same event, the dividing of the water. Now what's the big thing about dividing the water? What is the water considered to God? Nations, people, and languages. So God, you're going to divide nation, people, and languages. One will be taken, the other one left. So some people are going to be divided up, and some people are going to be left here. You understand? He separated the waters from the waters. Genesis chapter 6, which means completion. In Genesis chapter 6, he separated the waters from the water. That's the prophecy. In the future, in the sixth, we reach the 6,000th year, 2017, or 117. And now he's saying he's going to divide the waters again. He's going to take some up, and he's going to leave some here, and the waters are about to be divided. And he says it in what? 117, and he puts it in the middle of the Bible, two verses with, is it 62 letters? Two verses, 62 letters. You know what the 62 letters are for? The word divide, between, is numerical value 66. So God is like, I'm going to divide. This is when I'm going to divide. When? I've already told you, it's in Genesis 7:1:1, or you can go to Hebrews 1:1:7, or you can read it here in Psalms 117. It's still my plan. What's the plan? In the days of Noah. What month is the days of Noah? It's now the eighth month of the year. Why? Because eight is the month of new beginnings. So you're in the month of new beginnings. Let me see here. Now, okay, watch this. I'm gonna give you an eight prophecy. Elijah had a partner. What's his partner name? Elisha. He was a little assistant prophet, right? But Elijah was the great prophet. How many miracles did Elijah do in his lifetime? Eight. What was the last miracle that Elijah did in his life? He divided the waters. He divided the Jordan in half, and him and Elisha walked over to the other side on dry ground. Okay? So his eighth miracle was what? Dividing the water. Elijah is representing the first coming of Christ. What is Elisha's, how many miracles did Elisha do in his lifetime? Double, 16. That's what he's asking for. I want a double portion of your blessing, of your anointing. He says, okay, you're going to do 16 miracles. But what was his last miracle? Someone fell on his bones and was resurrected to life. Okay, so Elisha's last miracle was a resurrection. Okay, so God is like, the eighth is always what? New life, the Passover, the resurrection. Everything about eight is the new beginning. And so God changed Heshvan to eight. Why? We got to ask ourselves. We know you changed this month from the seven to the first because you're about to do a God thing. You're about to resurrect and save the whole world in the month of Nisan. But what are you going to do in the eighth month? Oh, I'm going to have a new beginning in the eighth month. So let me change the months. And let me change the day of the flood to the eighth month. Because in the eighth month is when I'm going to do a new thing. But it's not the eighth month, it's the second month. Oh, but we're going to change it. Because when I come again, as in the days of Noah, it's going to be an eighth month. Because we're going to do a new thing. So I don't want to present this to the world as if like, wow, Pastor Sandy knows the day of the rapture. I don't know anything, but I'm telling you what the Bible is showing you. And I'm saying if the Bible shows you something and you ignore it, that's not God's fault.
Right.
That's your fault. I'm telling you this. I didn't have any aspirations as a kid to be a pastor or as an adult to be a pastor, okay? This is purely a calling. I remember my wife came home and I told her, I was praying and the Lord told me that, you know, I'm a minister of the gospel. I went to church, they had ministry school, I started doing this thing. And then God told me, hey, I want you to learn Hebrew. And I was like, no, I can go to ministry school. No, I don't need to go to ministry school, you'll get messed up. I want you to learn Hebrew so I can teach you the Bible. Mm-hmm. You're gonna teach me the Bible? Learn Hebrew, I'll teach you the Bible. So I started learning Hebrew. So God starts saying, this is where you were wrong. This is the 6,000th year. This is when this has happened. This is why this is this. And so God, this is a mystery that has been hidden from the world for quite some time. Why did God change the calendar? To prophesy to you about the second 17th that's going to be fulfilled. And it's 39 days away. And it's time to think about what happened in those 39. Someone died for your sin to rescue you on the 17th. God bless. Amen. All right. Hallelujah. Hey.